uPhumla Mthambeka weChild Safe uthetha nathi kwakhona namhlanje ngokhuseleko emakhaya kwixesha lokumiswa kweenkonzo zoluntu. Kolu ndliwano-ndlebe ujonga ukuba abantwana bangakhuseleka njani ekutsheni ngeli xesha la-21 lokumiswa kweenkonzo. Olu ndliwano-ndlebe uPhumla ulwenze kwikhasi lonxibelelwano uWhatsApp.
It's important that during this period we work together with government so that we may be safe. It is crucial that we don't forget to keep an eye on our children, especially during this period. They must all times be where we can see them. This period could endanger our children, especially now that they are in their homes. Let's not forget that children like to play, and they will be inside our homes most of the time. There are many things in our homes that could endanger them. Things like burns, drowning, drinking poisonous substances. It's important that we always know where our children are and what they are doing. This is to reinforce that during the 21-day lockdown, we need to look after our children. This can be challenging for people who are living in informal settlement where there is not enough space for children to roam around or play safely. Hence, as parents, we need them to constantly keep an eye on them. If there's no running water or proper sanitation in your area, under such circumstances, we must always ensure that our children are safe by keeping an eye on them. We encourage that if you have someone that can accompany your child if they go into the toilet, you need to do so, so that you can protect them from things that can happen to them. Or maybe when they are about to go out to fetch water, they must not be left alone to play with water, as they could drown. Where there are small living spaces, we must first ensure that children are safe. If you are living in a small space, you must all times make sure that potential dangerous objects like bleach and stuff are kept out of children's reach. Things like cooking stove, your poisonous substances must always be kept out of children's reach. Cleaning detergent should also be kept out of children's reach. For instance, if you just finished cleaning your home and you were using the detergent to clean your home, please make sure that you don't leave them on the floor and better put them out of children's reach. Even if you are taking medication, maybe you are feeling sick, it's important that you tighten the lid of the medication and put them out of children's reach. If during this period, by mistake, your child gets burnt, it's important that you look after the burnt wound. What we encourage most is that people should only use cold water when they are taking care of the burn wound. You must put the wound in cold water for 20 minutes. Please don't add anything else, because we have seen people putting unnecessary things like butter, shoe polish in the burn wound, which are not recommended when the child gets burnt. After putting the burn wound in 20 minutes, we encourage that you use a non-sticking cloth and try to wrap the burn wound and rush your child to the nearest clinic. If you want more information regarding safety, you can visit our website and look at the child safety section, which you can reach our website by googling www.childsafe.org.za. I repeat, the website is www.childsafe.org.za. That's where you'll get more advice on child safety.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.